report. The mainstream success of far-right Swedish Democrats in the recent Swedish elections begs the question, does Europe's move to right in fact indicate a return to authoritarianism? Dr. Kat Moyer, a lecturer, Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences at the University of Sydney, says that migration has been a factor so far.
The social provisions that many people in Sweden enjoyed, like a progressive tax system, universal healthcare and education, welfare provision from cradle to grave, that has been eroded. And when one adds that up with the sort of shock effects, things like the 2008 financial crisis and so on, that creates feelings of anxiety. What parties like the Sweden Democrats are very good at doing is creating a narrative around the reasons why those inequalities exist. And one of the main scapegoats, I suppose, that they point to in all of this is, of course, refugees and migrants.
Daniel Saluka asked Senior Lecturer Dr. Jan Lanasek from UNSW whether Europe was rejecting liberalism.
There are two ways how we can look at the issue. One of them is that clearly they received more votes than before by almost 5%, and they now have almost 18% of all votes, which is a significant increase for Sweden. On the other hand, and that's something that is often forgotten in this case, is that the mainstream political parties in Sweden scored over 80%. So the change is not as dramatic as it may seem, but at the same time, we need to see it in perspective, that the change is not as dramatic as, for example, in eastern parts of Europe. How would we explain it? I think that we need to see it in the broader picture of the refugee crisis and that troubled Europe since 2015. And Sweden, not that much talked about in this context, but received possibly more refugees or immigrants per capita than Germany. So there was the largest influx, over 160,000 immigrants or refugees coming to Sweden in 2015 for a country of 10 million. So that was a significant burden, which could be one of the reasons why now the problems of integration, coping with the influx of people, the burden for social system, for social welfare system, which is traditionally very strong in Sweden, that people began to seek political parties outside of what used to be traditional mainstream.
Could this be a symptom of the mainstream political parties not listening to the voters' concerns?
Yeah, I mean, it clearly is a part of the problem, although it's quite interesting that when you check the last 2 years of news coming from Europe, it seemed as if the only major problem for Sweden was the collapse of society caused by migration. In fact, what I read recently, there was a poll about the issues that trouble Swedish voters in the wake of the election, and migration, in spite of all these news coming from Sweden, was only number three. The main issue that they were concerned about was healthcare, which can be linked also to the influx of migrants, refugees, because there's more burden for the health system. And there clearly are parts of society that felt that the mainstream parties are not listening to them, and they look for an alternative. The Swedish Democrats, they originated from neo-Nazi party almost, but they moved to a more moderate platform recently, which could also be one of the reasons why more people were willing to support them in the elections, that they were not seen only as purely a neo-Nazi, right-wing populist political party.
In taking that thread into my final question, with the success of the Swedish Democrats, is that a symptom of a broader geopolitical shift that we are witnessing at the moment? It would seem that various countries across Europe, they seem to be rejecting the idea of a liberal Europe and returning back to a more of a realist nation state-based Europe. Are we simply living through a transitionary period?
This is a very good question, and I'm not sure if we know the answer right now. Clearly is a pattern. You can see these populist parties and non-traditional political parties that don't fit into this left-wing dichotomy of the traditional political parties gaining ground. At the same time, I remember 2016, after the Brexit vote, there was really a threat of basically Europe collapsing, feeling that in the Netherlands, later in France, and then in Germany, the populist parties would possibly win the elections. So I think that in this established liberal democratic societies, the system seem to be still, in a way, working. We don't know for how long.
UNSW Senior Lecturer Dr. Jan Lanasek there speaking with Daniel Saluka. That's it for The Wire today. I'm Roderick Chambers. Thanks for your company.